was Dr. Heckle and Mr. No. Who was he?
Was there a Frankie in there? Frankie Frankenstein?
Angelina Jolie, I think, was Bride of Frankenstein?
Wow.
They really had this all lined up, and it's crazy that they had all those people on board and shit-canned it.
Well, I think, as it's been explained to me a little bit with this, or as I've been learning from this HBO Max Batgirl thing that went down, a lot of times those projection things that you see at Comic-Con and stuff, I'm sure most people know this, but those are essentially like what shareholder projections are too. And somebody was laid out the argument, it made sense to me. When you're showing your value of your company, you go, see all this Batman shit? It always makes $1 billion. Each movie makes $1 billion. This movie, Batgirl, it's worth, I'm saying it's worth $1 billion. So our value is at least is that plus how many other billions. Then you release a Batgirl movie and it only makes $200 million at the box office. Well, that property had more value just never being made because it existed in a book somewhere or on a projection scale. And so just now us talking about that Universal horror movie universe, like, God, they planned it all out and everything. Did it just do its job of keeping them, their shareholders happy? They looked at that thing and they're like, okay, this has value for the next year and a half. We trust in this business model.
Right.
It didn't even matter if those movies got made. It just was like...